You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I want to play this audio for you guys. It sounds to me like expansion in Major League Baseball is right around the corner. Here is David Sampson of ESPN.
Really? It is as guaranteed as the sunset tonight in Miami. And it will always be in the West. We talked about geographic realignment in a strategic planning committee meeting 10 years ago, where we were going to have 32 teams. We didn't name the other two teams, but 32 teams, eight divisions, four teams, Mets and Yankees together, Dodgers, Angels together, Cubs, White Sox together, Rays, Marlins together. That was a big one. I raised my hand. What about the Rays, Marlins? We got to get that. They were like, yeah, whatever, Dave. So you guys can all have 8,000 people. So it is a real thing. There's going to be expansion, and it will happen once Tampa is sold and once that ballpark starts getting built. The Vegas ballpark is getting built, theoretically, and that will be done by 28 or 29. But all of this is going to come out in the CBA negotiations that are starting right now. People aren't talking about this, but the CBA negotiations, they've started. Now, it's not NLRB official or anything like that, so they haven't decided whether they're going to meet with a square table or a round table, but there's constant communication between the union and the commissioner's office, and what will be in this new CBA will be expansion, realignment, expanded playoffs. So we're going to hear a lot about these things, but we're not going to see it, actually, my guess is, until 2030.
I would say that there are two things that seem to be pretty well known in professional sports circles. Las Vegas is getting an NBA team by the end of the decade. I don't know if a team is moving to Las Vegas or they are going to expand the NBA, but it is very clear that there is going to be a very, very serious push once LeBron is retired from the NBA that I want to be the owner of the team in Las Vegas. I think that is very well known if you keep up with this sort of thing. I would also say that another secret that I don't think is that secret in baseball is Nashville is getting a team relatively soon. Like, I think there is a push for Nashville to be the next baseball city. And I think Nashville just makes a lot of sense. I'm not saying that Nashville has never been cool and popular, but it feels like there's been like a real renaissance in the last 20 years. Like, maybe this was the case in the 90s, and I just don't remember. Like, I don't know Nashville really being a place that people would just go and vacation, or it was like the bachelor party, bachelorette party destination. It certainly is now. It's like one of the biggest tourist cities in America, it feels like now. I just feel like a baseball team in Nashville makes a lot of sense. I don't know why they're thinking of expanding it. Why does the state of Florida have baseball? Has the state of Florida shown us that they really like baseball? Because Miami, for a team that certainly has the population to support baseball, are we sure that Miami really wants it? Because it feels to me like baseball has been trying to force themselves onto Miami, and Miami's just been like, nah, we cool. I mean, we'll go if you guys are going to win the World Series, but I mean, if you guys aren't going to win the World Series, we really don't have any interest in being out here. There's plenty of other things for us to do. Why does Tampa Bay have a baseball team? You know how hard it is to build a stadium that nobody loves? Think about it. I mean, people love baseball stadiums. Like, part of why it's cool to go to all the stadiums, and that's not really a basketball thing or a football thing, is because every stadium is truly unique. Kauffman Stadium's not like Wrigley Field. It's not like Fenway. It's not like Petco Park. They're all unique. They all have their own intricacies. You don't hear anybody talk about, man, I can't wait to go see that stadium in Tampa. Why does Florida have baseball? Take the Tampa Bay Rays and move them to Nashville immediately. And then we'll figure out somewhere for Miami. I'm telling you, no one will bat an eyelash if they take the Miami Marlins and move them to another city. No one will care. Not a single person.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's tough to be bottom 10 in attendance if you're as big of a city as Miami is. It's really, really difficult to do. They don't spend money on their team. Their fans don't seem to care. It seems like a money laundering service, if you ask me. Something about it just don't feel right. I don't think that baseball needs to expand. I think that baseball just simply needs to take the teams out of Florida and move them to a market that would much... I mean, Nashville would embrace a baseball team. And a lot of people would go, hey, we can go. My team plays in Nashville. We can make it a weekend. We can make it a thing. Nashville would be a very, very popular baseball team. Just give them the Florida Marlins and let's move on.
So are the two things mutually exclusive? Because in that cut, David Sampson, who's on the Dan Lebatard show, said that the three things they're going to talk about are expansion, realignment of divisions, more postseason. Why don't you move the two Miami teams and then still add two more teams? It feels like baseball is trying to get to 32. Because then you can have eight divisions of four, and then you can have the top two in each division make the playoffs. It's hinky that seven make it, and you know there's byes and wild card, but they don't want that. I think they want the top eight teams making their postseason, kind of how like the NBA used to do. So you know what? You got to get to 32 somehow. I agree with you. I think it's going to be Nashville. I think Portland is viable. I would bring Montreal back. Montreal has shown that they would support baseball. And Salt Lake City, move the Marlins, move the Rays, and then add two other cities. We're at 32. It all makes too much sense. I think we are 5 years away, and I've felt this for a while. It's not just the cut. I think we're 5 years away from baseball and NFL both being at 32 teams. It just feels like that's where everything is pushing.
I don't know enough about Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City is big enough to have an NBA team, a baseball team, and a hockey team. Salt Lake City's a city like that to have all three of those things humming at the same time?
I bet if we looked up the Salt Lake City population, you'd be stunned.
Okay, I just don't know. I was just asking. I've never been to Salt Lake City. I don't think I'll ever go to Salt Lake City in my life. I was just wondering. They just got a hockey team, right? They just got the Phoenix team. And the Jazz are very popular there, and now they're ready for a baseball team. So ESPN actually did this. They did like a MLB expansion to 32 teams, the point that you were making. And the two cities that they added was Nashville and Montreal.
Those
are the two cities.
By the way, I looked it up. There's 217 million people in Salt Lake City.
How many people?
That's what I'm pretty sure.
You just said 217 million people.
That's not right.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I don't know what kind of... what kind of population you think they got going in? It hit my ear. Like, what's going on?
217,000.
Okay, all right.
But Provo was around the corner. That's another 115,000.
What's going on over there?
They basically got 400,000 in town. If you got 400,000, you can host three teams.
I don't know if you got enough. I would say that's by far and away the smallest city that has three professional teams. Two, yeah, sure. Three's tough. Three's tough, I think, for a city the size of Salt Lake City. Especially like... we think of Nashville, like, I don't know how big Nashville's population is. Like,
people
go to Nashville. So if, like, and I think there's, like, natural rivals that people would just go. Like, people would just be in attendance. Like, when they played the Braves or those teams, it would be a very, very popular event to go to. I don't know if people are traveling to Salt Lake City. Again, I'm trying to figure out. I was like, whoa, hold on. When did Salt Lake City get so many people?
I glanced down and then looked back up. I was doing multiple things. Yeah. 217,000.
Yeah, no.
It's basically the United States. It's basically everyone lives in Salt Lake.
100%. So in this story, it was actually kind of cool. They did an MLB expansion, which I would guess if they ended up expanding and doing what you're talking about, where they did the 32 teams, they basically copy the NBA model. Is that not what they would do? Or the NFL model? The NFL has 32 teams. There's four divisions in each conference. Four teams are guaranteed to make the postseason. They have three wild card teams, and then we just go from there. Is that not the model that baseball would have, which is basically copy the Major League, the NFL playoffs, and follow a very similar system?
I think so, but I also think the NFL is eventually going to move to eight playoff teams. So I think everyone's going to end up at eight. I think you're going to see a world where it's every division winner's locked in, and then if you finish second in the division, you get a wild card spot. We've expanded playoffs too much in American sports. I think we're just done at seven. So I think it's going to be eight for both sports.
In this story, they had the Royals. They would move to the National League Central, and then this would be the – now, this is all hypothetical. It was Houston, Milwaukee, St. Louis, Minnesota, Chicago, both Chicago teams, Texas, and Kansas City. That would be its own division. I will say that's a pretty interesting division, like a lot of teams that make sense. There's a rivalry there. Kansas City, St. Louis, the Chicago teams. There's a rivalry between Kansas City and Minnesota, Milwaukee. And there was a lot of teams that actually made a lot of sense to be in the same division. That story's on ESPN if you guys want to check it out.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.